Now the Czech Republic seems to have been hit by a wave of brand nostalgia. If you owned a car before 1989, it was most probably a Škoda. You wore Bottas shoes, a prim watch, cooked your dinner in a Removska portable oven, chewed on Pedro chewing gum, and did your washing with the so-called Stag soap. Škoda is one of only a few traditional trademarks that have successfully survived the influx of Western brands and products after the fall of communism. Many other household names succumbed to the tough competition. But in recent years, old brands have been re-emerging as producers realize they can capitalize on people's nostalgia after they've become saturated with international brands. In recent years, a number of traditional Czech companies have reported increased domestic sales and exports, for example, the tractor maker Zetor. The chemicals producer Setuza has successfully relaunched production of its brown washing soap with a picture of a stag on it, a product with a tradition of some 150 years in this country. Another success story is the spectacular rebirth of a caffeinated drink, Kofola, which was originally developed in the 1960s as an alternative to unavailable Western products. Lawyer Eugen Zátorecký is a trademark specialist.
If I have to introduce a drink distributed under the trademark Kofola, I have stress that this beverage or drink, which is continually produced 30, more than 30 years from half of 60s in former Czechoslovakia, that beverage have been maintaining his popularity, quality all the time, and now is able to be partner on the market very successfully.
Kofola is now the third largest soft drink producer in the Czech Republic. It's recently expanded into neighboring Poland and keeps on growing. The Tatra car maker has been increasing production in the last couple of years too, also thanks to orders from the Czech military. Next month, the legendary small motorcycle Jawa Pioneer will be reintroduced to the Czech market. This retro brand marketing strategy is proving very successful for the companies, and consumers find it easy to identify with the brands that are considered as family silver, even though many are now owned by international companies. And some of the brands are doing so well that you can find their pirated copies both in the Czech Republic and abroad. Just a reminder,